Good afternoon. My name is Jason Loze. I'm a resident of Farmington, New Hampshire. I guess I have a couple of points to make today. I had a little bit more formal speech, I guess you would call it, that I'm going to kind of get away from today. Because as I'm listening to some of the things that some of the other people had to say, I kind of had some different points. First and foremost, I can appreciate the points made by the fifth grader who spoke earlier, partially because she made some good points, and partially because I think she's probably a better public speaker than I am. However, at this point in my life, I'm far more concerned with the third grader and the kindergartner that I dropped off to school this morning. I'm far more concerned with my ability to provide for them, and I'm more concerned also with the 50-some-odd apprentices that I have that are working for me that are New Hampshire residents, and their ability to provide for their families. Bills such as 580 and some of the other bills that we've heard over the last couple of weeks that seek to delay or derail projects like the Northern Pass, if they're allowed to move forward, I'm really concerned with the state of New Hampshire and the direction that we're heading. Because at this point, for me, it would seem we should be looking at legislation that creates jobs versus looking at legislation that derails jobs or gets rid of jobs or farms them out to companies that come in from overseas to maybe install underground lines or whatever the case may be. I really feel like for that reason alone, I'm opposed to House Bill 580. On a separate note, though, I kind of wonder, as I sit here today, if the people who speak about the fact that New Hampshire already generates enough power, and especially some of the people from the northern part of the state, if they've ever visited the coal-burning power plant in Bow, or if they've ever driven by the nuclear power plant we have in Seabrook, or any of the massive generation stations we have in Portsmouth, New Hampshire as well. And if so, I'm wondering if they really feel like that's the best way for New Hampshire to proceed, to continue to burn coal versus maybe looking at hydropower, if that's really the best way we want to go. Bow in particular, just a couple quick facts that I learned this morning when I was doing a little research. Bow burns nearly 500,000 tons of coal every year. And it generates over 3.5 million tons of carbon dioxide. I believe it contributes to like 13,000 deaths a year. That's just kind of one more point I guess I would have to make. But in all reality, for me, it's more about the jobs that Northern Pass and projects like the Northern Pass would create that are the reason that I oppose House Bill 580.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee? Thank you.